The best of both conventional and alternative medicine. It's the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
All right, so do you remember that old sign, no shirt, no shoes, no service? It was pretty much hung on, you know, gas stations, grocery stores, restaurants, and they basically were conveying a threat that if you would not be allowed to access that establishment if you had shoes on or no shirt, right? So you wouldn't get those services. Well, what I wouldn't give to have that sign hanging almost everywhere these days. Okay, well, the shirt thing, I guess, would be certainly questionable. But having no shoes on and getting to feel the great earth and warm grass underneath my feet, and the best, having no service by not having access to the electronic blizzard and blings and dings and rings of our modern day. I mean, I would need an heed to that sign each and every time I saw it, all right? Because without me going on a vandalizing spree and hanging these signs everywhere, I have come up with some tips to help people unplug and really enjoy having no service. And I know it's hard. And believe me, the only way that I was able to come up with these tips to help you unplug is because I have been guilty of each and everything that I'm trying to help you correct. Because I think technology is amazing. I think that I'm blown away by the advancements and the expeditedness, I would say, of it, and just how each and every day new things. I mean, it's brilliant. It's amazing. I have nothing against it, but I do think it comes back to the user like everything else. And I think that one of the problems I've seen in my practice and sometimes just personally in my family is that we're connecting to our gadgets and we're disconnecting to each other. And I still am an advocate of the good old human connection. I still feel that picking up the phone is one thing, but boy, getting face to face, you just can't beat it. And I'm not talking about FaceTime. I'm talking about real FaceTime. In fact, I was talking to my friend the other day, and her daughter is having problems, and she's my goddaughter. And so I got to see her. She lives in a city about 30 miles away. And I had mentioned I had FaceTime with her. And she said, "You FaceTimed with her?" And I said, no, I had FaceTime with her. I actually saw her face. We talked to each other. I don't think there's anything that beats it. Okay. But I want to get to these tips because I think that they're really doable and they're very important. The biggest one, I would say number one, is do not use your smartphone or your device for your alarm clock. The temptation is way too great to hit the alarm, and what do? You immediately check the myriad of communications, be it on email, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, you got a text in the middle of the night, etc. The problem is you have no control over what you might see. And those moments in the morning, they're precious. It's that time when you wake up, you own your own space, you set your daily intention and move through your life from a sense of power and from a sense of you own your to-do list. And your to-do list just wasn't put on you by somebody else's communication. You can't control it. So if you look at it, it's inside of you. If you let this space be taken over by the mindless posts and emails, wrought with responsibility, you are setting yourself up for stress and heartache for the rest of the day. So get a little Zen alarm clock. In fact, there is such a thing called a Zen alarm clock. I know some people don't have landlines, so they want their cell phones in their room for safety or what have you. Well, plug it in away from you. Even if, you know, just plug it in away from you then and turn it off. Or if you have it on, make sure that it's away from you and you're using something else to wake you up in the morning, okay? All right, tip number two to unplug, create a time block of e-freeness. That's what I call it, e-freeness with your family. Pick a time each and every day, especially on the weekends when your family is together, okay? And deem this an electronic free zone. This is a time where you get to talk and play and cuddle and do anything besides using something electronic, all right? This will foster more authentic closeness without distraction. And I gotta tell you, we've done this and it's hard. I mean, these little gadgets, they're addictive. They are. It's hard not to have that constant stimulation of somebody coming at you or talking to you or checking in on you or the text chats that are going on with multiple people at the same time. But if you really carve out the consistency each and every day, and at least on the weekends, but I think each and every day, the consistency really pays off. It's important to really just foster that time together and talk and have good old just personal and intimate interaction. Okay, so number three, consider communicating. So here's something that I've learned. On your outgoing message and or your email signature, tell people exactly what to expect from your communication. All right, for example, you could say on your outgoing, I check these messages twice a day at noon and at 5, and I look forward to getting back to you as soon as possible. Okay, so you know, you don't feel that you're tethered to the email, and if somebody emails you, you must get right back to them, because if you give them information about your style and your pace of communication, then they at least know what to expect, right? This will stop the endless, I think, and obsessive checking of things, and will create clear boundaries for those who need you to get back to them. Okay, they'll know exactly what's up. They'll know exactly when to expect to hear from you, and you can be sure of that. All right, my fourth tip, and there's many, but I carved it down to four. Take an e-vacation. No, I'm serious. You got to do that. I've done this before. It's hard at first. I mean, you might think that you'll shrivel up and have small convulsions without knowing and seeing the tweets, posts, notes, and texts. But if you go on vacation, if you plan a vacation, we went to Hawaii, okay? Go on vacation. You will be amazed at what you start to notice and what you start to feel and what you start to think about again. I mean, you might re-fall in love with your mate, yourself, the earth, and the wonders of it all. I mean, you might get inspired to write or to sing or to play. You might also need to go through some withdrawal, but that's okay. It's not going to kill you. You're not going to have delirium tremors or have to be hospitalized. I'm a doctor, and I know you're going to be okay. But by all means, go on vacation and take an e-vacation. Take off your shoes and truly deny yourself that service. I think it's so important. You know, one of the things that you might do if you are on vacation and you feel like you can't take 100% e-vacation is just take 10 minutes, maybe in the morning. Because I also know one of the things is if you do go on vacation, I think the threat is, and I've actually felt this, you sort of come back and there's a tremendous amount of emails to go through or catch up on. So perhaps take 10 minutes. And if you're with your partner or your family, really create that space and time. And that is the 10 to 15 minutes only that you will spend electronically plugged in. And you can kind of clear things out every day. If you're on vacation, you're taking that 10 minutes. You don't have to worry about getting back to somebody right away, because why? You've already communicated with them that you're on vacation and you won't be getting back to them until you get back, right? So you can sort of combine these. But I think it's so important that we take advantage of all of the great electronics that are out there and the communication and how fast it is these days, but also unplug from it and turn back in towards each other. Now, I want to talk about one last thing. And these are people that aren't connected at all, because I also have some tips for them. I'm talking specifically about my uncle, okay? He and I are very fond of each other, and we usually catch up by talking, I don't know, maybe twice a year. Now, I think Facebook is such an other sort of sites like that, such an amazing place to kind of catch up on photos and trips maybe that I took or what I've been doing lately or the CrossFit competition that I was in. And it's just this sort of way of staying connected in a very, very positive way. He seems to have a little bit of this aversion to any electronics, any gadgets. So I think you can go the other way too. So I'm kind of having the conversation with you all about considering to unplug, right? By seriously not using your alarm clock, create a time with your family of e-freeness, consider communicating exactly how you communicate, the pace and the time, let people know what to expect, and then really go on vacation by taking e-vacation too. On the other hand, if you're not plugged in at all, you might consider just signing up for an account so you can keep better in touch with your loved ones that are far away. All right, so once again, lots of things that we can take advantage of. It all ends up being about the user and how you use it. All right, like anything else out there, we take personal responsibility and we can make the most of what's out there. All right, just trying to help you stay well.